The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. For the next hour, I will be speaking with Al Foreman. Good morning, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we have so much fun stuff to talk about with you this morning. Yesterday, we did, in our premiere show, we did a little reminiscing, and that was so much fun. Good morning, Al.
First, we have to say good morning, and we have to say good morning to our illustrious producer, Mr. Joe Light, who's back of the board over there doing what he does best.
Yes, we always love it when Joe's at the board.
Well, Joe is also the person that would take your phone calls. And if you have anything that you'd like to share with us or any comments that you'd like to make, and you could do it either on the air or off the air, all you have to do is call 1-888-565-1470. That's 1-888-565-1470. And Mr. Joe Light would be more than happy to put you through or relay the message to Janet and myself so we can repeat it on the air and then either give you an answer or give you our feelings about the comment that you may make. But we welcome all calls. We're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And, of course, for the people that listened to the show yesterday, know that we are not open yet for business. Save-A-Lot is planning on opening sometime in November. I don't have an exact date yet. It depends upon how well the city of Margate responds to certain permitting requests that we've made, which seems to be a bureaucracy that is very, very difficult to handle. But be as it may, we will overcome all the obstacles and we will make sure that Save-A-Lot opens in November and service all your needs as far as supplements, vitamins, personal care, pet care, household products that come under the realm of organic and natural. The majority of our products will be organic. I will be personally checking every single label that is presented to us in the course of our screening of these products to make sure that they represent what Save-A-Lot stands for. And that is the best products to use to keep you healthy and give you a long life with good health throughout the entire time. So you can rest assured that every product that we will be selling will be screened thoroughly. And I know Janet and I will be getting into that as every show progresses while we're on the air, which will be, again, from 10 to 11, Monday through Friday. So we welcome anything that you may have to share with us or say. Now, Janet, we have a lot to talk about this morning, and I just wanted to find out from you, have you been watching the Olympics?
I have. I have certain things, that certain events that I am very, very interested in. And so, yes, I have been watching the Olympics.
They are very exciting.
Very.
I have to tell you that the athletes that perform in these Olympics are to be commended to the highest level. They have such determination and such grit. And they perform so well. And you can see how emotional they are, either when they're winning or when they're losing or when they're just performing. And it's very gratifying to be able to see not only the United States, but all the countries that are represented in the Olympics. And it kind of makes you want to get out there and do something.
It is very motivating. That's what, when I played doubles, mixed doubles tennis this past week, I said, I am on it. I have been watching those tennis events, and I know that strategy now, and I know what to do. So watch out today.
Well, when you look at athletes like Michael Phelps, of course, who's probably a standout athlete that has so much guts and gumption for all the years that he's been on. That it's just fabulous. It's great to see. You mentioned we have a caller on the line.
Yes.
So you can present our caller.
Okay. So we have Dan on the line. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, Janet. Hi. No, it's not Dan. My name is Sal Mangiamelli. Probably don't remember me, but about 10 years ago, I met you at Tooney's when you worked at Tooney's. I came in. I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. They gave me 60 days to live. Dr. Josephine Bono, she's a graduate. She worked at Cleveland Clinic. And I already started a regimen when I met you, and you had told me to add certain things, which I did. And that was 10 years ago. I didn't die, thank God. I didn't do the chemo. I didn't do the radiation. I did the nutrition thing. And you were one of the people that gave me the answers to the questions that I had. And because of the detoxification, I'm now 66. I was 55 when I got diagnosed. And I am healthier now than I was then, and I never stopped. And I recently heard you on the radio, and I go, I wonder if that's the same Jen. And then yesterday, when he was talking about Tooney's, that he owned Tooney's, the bell rang. I went, wow, it is. I got to get it this morning. So I wanted to call and say thank you. I did write a little booklet on it. As a matter of fact, I even mentioned you in the booklet. Maybe I'll send it to the radio station. You can get a kick out of it. But I just wanted to thank you and let the listeners know that, without a doubt, and I had the worst disease. My wife also had cirrhosis of the liver, and she got it from, actually, as a kid, she was walking in the fog they used to do with the mosquito fog at night. Her and her friends would go in the fog. They thought it was fun. They didn't know how toxic it was. And she also, I put on the same regimen. And God is my witness. She's still alive today. She was diagnosed with end-stage cirrhosis when we found out. We were trying to have kids when we found out. And she's alive as well. So to all the listeners, the nutrition works. Follow this lady's advice, and you'll live a long and healthy life. And that's what I wanted to say.
I so appreciate your call. You're bringing tears to my eyes that you have been so successful. And yes. I give people the information, but it's what they do with it. And you obviously have used it to the best result.
Yes. Yes.
So thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I'm going to start calling in daily, because I have a lot of people that I have taken your advice and passed it on, and have a lot of stories about people that have gotten healthy and reversed, especially cancers, which I never knew how really easy it is once you get the cells healthy. So,
isn't it amazing that our so-called healthcare system doesn't address anything about supporting your immune system? They're all about the war. Kill
exactly.
Those cancer cells. And indeed, it's much broader than that. And your immune system does a much better, much more efficient job at
exactly.
Killing off those cancer cells than any chemical that the medical community could possibly come up with.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. There's a lady, she's 87 now. She had pancreatic cancer. This is a true story. I'll even have a call in one day. Anyway, make a long story short, after I got healed, a lot of people started coming to me. I don't even know if you remember, but I had the regimen up at Tooney's, and I was getting so many calls that the FDA tried to get me in trouble. They tried to lock me up. And the reason they couldn't do anything, because I never charged anybody. I just did it out of the goodness, because I got it for free from you, so I passed it on for free. But she also had pancreatic cancer. They wanted to do the Whipple procedure. She didn't do it. She was in hospice. And 17 weeks later, Her son went every day, three times a day, did the regimen on her, and she walked out of hospice, and she's still alive today, and she comes and sees me. So you have no idea how many people you've helped by helping me, and I pass that on to the others. But you're right. It's all about nutrition. It's all about keeping the immune system healthy, and the immune will heal you if you allow it to.
So.
Anyway.
Well, I really think that this call has really made my day, made my week, and I'm sure that the listeners out there that are listening appreciate this great information that you're sharing with us today. And if I can offer a suggestion, I would be more than happy for you to drop off a pamphlet of what you did write. And I
can
give it.
I will definitely do that, definitely. As a matter of fact, I'll call in the morning, get the address, or if the guy gives me it, I'll either drop it off or. And I'm waiting for your store to open in Margate because I'm only a few blocks away.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so you know where we're going
to
be.
That as well.
Well, we appreciate this very much, and I know that Janet has one more comment she'd like to make to you. So if you can, share the information with our listeners. If you drop off a book, I will be more than happy to print them.
I will be more than happy to do that, more than happy.
That sounds great.
I'm so excited that you called. Thank you so much, and I really look forward to hearing from you again.
Same here, Janet. You have no idea. This made my day, too. Listen. I'm supposed to be dead. I'm supposed to be in the ground, dirt in my mouth, wood on my elbows. I ain't. And I'm living a good, healthy, vibrant life. And I only can say one thing. With the information that you gave me, like you said, if you don't put it to work, if you don't do the work, you will not get the effort. No work, no effort. No effort, no benefit. So I got the benefits because I did exactly what you said. And then naturally, I educated myself from there. So with that, I want to say thank you very much for taking my call. And to all the listeners out there, you have no idea what you're missing if you don't follow the information and put it to work.
Thank you very much for that call.
You're welcome. Have a nice morning.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Wow, what a call, Al.
That's a great support for you, Janet. And I think it just goes to show how much information that you share with people on a regular basis to help improve their lives. And by improving their lives, they're helping improve other people's lives. And it's like a chain of good thoughts and good feelings for people that believe that they can overcome any challenge, providing they have good information.
I talk to the people who come to see me with serious diagnoses about fear, because many times the manipulative factor that their physicians use to get them to do the mainstream medical approach and to put aside nutrition, to put aside supplementation, those people have been truly scared. And so if they learn that there are scientifically supported approaches and they drop that fear by the roadside and they have the good thoughts that you just mentioned, makes an enormous difference. Doing the right thing nutritionally, supplementally, and certainly mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of that plays a role.
Without a doubt.
So, very interesting information, and what I get so excited about is the fact that when someone has success, their friends and family notice. They understand what that individual has been going through, and when they observe the successes, when they observe the changes, it's so exciting to see other people jump on board, just getting their feet wet, so to speak. It's interesting because yesterday I happened to be in a big box store. And when we come back from this break, I want to tell everybody about what I observed in this store with regard to nutrition. You're tuned to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman. More to come. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lot-nutrition-centers.com. Do you want to find out even more? go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save A Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Very exciting caller we just had. And with regard to our discussion about supplements, I was in a store yesterday and...
You said a big box store.
A big box store.
Something and, like a Costco.
Bingo. Okay. And in their store were pallets and pallets of vitamins. Vitamins from commercial vitamin producers. And so...
Well, let me just clarify that for our listeners, because what you're speaking about is a private label. Or are you speaking about national brands?
I'm speaking about international brands, but commercial brands, not necessarily... health food brands, natural brands, more the companies that I'm referring to, the products, they're supplements, but they're made by pharmaceutical companies.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there are the Kirkland products, which are in-house brand of Costco. And those particular brands, I've gone through the years looking at the labels, and there are so many ingredients in there that are wouldn't pass our screen test at all because they're artificial. And that may upset the balance of what you're trying to do.
Oh, certainly. They're not going to move the health picture forward, but rather be a detriment rather than a benefit. So, very interesting. I saw the typical products that you only have to take one tablet a day, or it purports to give you 100% of the nutrient requirements that you might need in a day. So then I started looking at the other ingredients, and the other ingredients are truly heartbreaking. And you think, how can these people in good conscience, somebody has to make a decision that they can put these ingredients in what is being purveyed as a health supporter. So FD&C Red, hydroxypropyl methyl cellulose, and polysorbate 80, and the list goes on and on and on. So it's these national, actually international brands, because I have seen them in different locations in Europe. Those brands, it's heartbreaking because they're very heavily advertised and people think they're doing a good thing, but they're poisoning themselves.
No question about that. But here again, I think that people are looking at price, and price may be a determining factor in what they choose to put into their bodies. And I think this is where Save-A-Lot will overcome that particular issue, because everything that we offer will be with everyday low prices. And those prices will generally be less than you get a synthetic brand of a vitamin that will do you harm, where the brands sold at Save-A-Lot are nationally known, recognized brands that provide assays and content verification that everything in that particular product is pure, organic, clean, natural, with no artificial ingredients, and nothing that could harm the body, as some of the ingredients you mentioned. And maybe sometime if we have time during the rest of the show, I have a whole list of unnatural ingredients that you may find in vitamins that you'd pick up in a big box store or a drugstore. And you'll see how harmful, or can see how harmful they are, by going to the internet and just researching the ingredients. Very simple.
It is very simple to take a look at the ingredients, those chemical ingredients. Very important for people to understand how damaging the potential is when you're using that substance on a daily basis. Many times people might be picking up a particular product and it has some objectionable ingredients, but maybe they're using that product once a month, once every couple of weeks. But something that you're using on a daily basis, it's very important for people to understand how damaging these different substances may be. You mentioned Kirkland brand, and I remember walking through Costco, and they were having a special on their brand of supplements. And so as you came into the store, there were pallets of every one of the different Kirkland brand products. And I looked at every single one. And I look, first of all, at how many you have to take to get the dose that they're saying is what they suggest on the label. And then I look at certain forms, like for vitamin E, if it's DL-alpha tocopherol, I won't buy it. It's synthetic. You absorb maybe 10% of what the label content is shown as. And then I'll look at the minerals. And if the minerals are not chelated, if they don't specify the form, the particular form of the mineral, I will not go farther with that particular vitamin. And then I go to the other ingredients, and that kind of seals the deal, full of chemicals and colors.
There's no question. I'm looking at a list, and I can't even pronounce some of these names that people would find in some of the products that are sold today in nationally recognized stores. Now, I shop at Costco. There are things that I like buying there because the price is right. And they work for me, maybe not in my body because I'm not buying vitamins from them, but buying other things that they have there. So I think it's important that people recognize that they should be aware of what the ingredients are in products. Just to give you some idea, I'm going to try and pronounce some of these different things that are ingredients to avoid. And I know that, I think it was yesterday on the air when we spoke about sodium lauryl sulfate.
Right.
Which you find in personal care and in vitamins. Now, why do you need it?
That's what I look at some of the chemicals and I think, why would they put that in something you're going to swallow? It's very interesting that you're pointing out sodium lauryl sulfate. That's a foaming agent that's very frequently found in shampoo products.
Right.
And what people might not understand is sodium lauryl sulfate has the potential to kill off your hair follicles. So instead of making more beautiful hair, it foams very nicely, which gives you a good sensation. But is it good for your scalp and your hair? No, it is not.
Here's another one I'm looking at called retinol palmitate. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay.
But it's on the list of things to avoid.
Right. Retinol palmitate is perverted form of A-type. It's possibly in the category of vitamin, but the retinol part, it is synthesized and consequently may very well have some dangerous aspects to it.
So again, another one to avoid. There's something here called Quaternarium 15. Which I'm not familiar with at all.
Okay, I have seen it on labels, particularly in the personal care lines. I don't necessarily know what the pros and cons of that, but it is a chemical.
All right, here's another one called oxybenzone.
Ooh, oxybenzone. Again, I'm not necessarily familiar with these individual ones, but as you mentioned, going to the internet and doing a little bit of research, you come up with the pros and cons, why it is in the product, and then what its benefits might be and what the negatives might be. And unfortunately, frequently the list of negatives is pretty long.
Exactly right. It's something that maybe people should think about when they are buying a product. If you can't read or understand what's on that label, maybe you should look for something that is in a simpler form that just gives you what it really is that's in the bottle rather than what they're making it try to be by adding all these synthetic ingredients. And the synthetic ingredients can kill you over a period of time.
Well, that's it. Something that you're putting on your body every day, if you're using a specific type of shampoo and you're shampooing every single day, different type of cleanser that you're using every day. For women, I talk about frequently the components that are found in cosmetic applications. The very expensive, very highly sought after products that will take the wrinkles away, firm your skin, do all kinds of wonderful things. And they might really do those things, but you're accomplishing that tighter skin at your health and well-being peril because of the negative chemicals.
You're paying a high price is what it comes down to. And I'm looking at something here called Cinemates and Clear or Nano Zinc, benzophenes, camphor derivatives. I'm avoiding a lot of these names because I just can't pronounce them.
It's one of the really good basic rules for this is if you can't pronounce it, you really don't want to use it.
That's for sure. And, of course, a lot of people have heard of parabens, which are very detrimental to the body. And that's mostly found in skincare products.
Skincare products with parabens, again, truly detrimental, specifically with regard to breast cancer. They have found evidence of parabens being present in the pathology reports of tumors removed from the breast. So if you are using any kind of cleanser or cosmetic that shows paraben content, and there are a variety of different types of parabens, so the methyl parabens, you really do want to make sure to avoid those.
Well, I know we're coming up on another intermission, Janet, so I'll let you take us to the next break.
Okay. For our listeners, you're tuned to Natural, you're tuned to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, at least I know my name, and I'm here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save a Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. with Al Foreman and me, Janet Cimarelli, and we are focused on bringing you quality information so you can make the enhanced decisions supporting your good health.
We were speaking about artificial ingredients in different products, whether they be vitamins and personal care or household products, anything that you may use in your body or on your body. And I think we have to look at the long-range aspect of what it does to kids that are growing up in a household that are using some of these different things that could be a detriment as they're growing up. You often wonder, I know I've often wondered myself, how can a youngster that's 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and remember, I have 8 grandkids, 8.
8, count them.
And the youngest one being 2 years old, the oldest one just turning 21. How could kids at an early age develop cancer? I've often wondered how that happens. How could God be so destructive to be able to have kids that young face a life-threatening disease like cancer at such an early age? It's just mind-boggling. And then you think about some of the things that may have contributed to it, and you say to yourself, I will definitely make sure that everything that I have in my power to prevent my family or my kids, or grandkids, I would try and give them a perspective that would enhance a better life by eliminating a lot of these things that can be harmful. And when they're harmful at 2, 3, 4, and 5 years old, they're worse as you get older. Kids have a weakened immune system at an early age, so they're very susceptible to getting all types of germs and infections and health issues that could affect them later on in life. So you want to prepare yourself to be able to give them the best you can possibly afford to prevent them from getting a health challenge that prevents them from growing up and living a long, healthy life. And you have experience with that.
It's so amazing because the statistics currently available evaluating the potential for developing life-threatening diseases as adults say that our kids are not going to live as long as we expect our lifespans to be. Rather than lifespan being enhanced, it is being decreased, and possibly the incriminating substances for that shortened lifespan may be the very chemicals that we're talking about today. When we start talking about toxic chemicals and things in cosmetics and cleansers and so on, one of the movies that comes to mind is a very old movie, and it's called The Incredible Shrinking Woman, made with comedian Lily Tomlin years ago. And it just talks about how the aerosols, the cleansers, the preservatives, all of the different things that we're exposed to on a daily basis had an effect on this character in the movie, and she began to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink. So very, very funny movie with an extremely serious message.
And I don't think she's with us anymore, Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, I think
so. Is she still, still with us?
Yeah, she didn't shrink yet. No, not yet. So, you know, it was just amazing to me that there was such a recognition of the toxicities that we expose ourselves to in this movie. And it's just kind of a profile of a typical American family, but all of the hairspray, the deodorants, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the chemicals in our different foods and so on. Very interesting. So the recognition was there years and years and years ago.
Well, going to a new topic, Janet, we're in the month of August. We're halfway through the month now. And I know that school is starting in many different areas at this time. Whether it's this week or whether it's going to be next week or the last week of August, but it's happening.
Well, my poor grandchildren went back to school yesterday.
Okay. some of my grandkids don't go back for another week or two, and the two that are up north don't go back till after Labor Day, which is a
they're so
weeks away.
Civilized up north. Yes.
Yeah, right. Oh, the only thing is that the terms are a little bit longer, where they get out in June, the end of June, rather than down here where they get out the beginning of June.
Right.
But be as it may, you often wonder why kids pick up different germs and illnesses that are caused, and I believe caused by the other kids that are bringing to class germs or bacteria or viruses that are in their body that they're passing along to other kids. So maybe what we can do is spend a few minutes and talk about some of the things that parents can do, or grandparents for that matter, because there may be grandkids that live with the grandparents and the parents and are able to give to the kids to prevent them from getting some of these illnesses that could be caused by other kids that are going to that same school.
Okay, so I have a handy-dandy list of the things that are crucially important for kids going back to school. And I say this is the time when you really have to be paying attention to supporting immune function and enhancing good health. Because when the weather begins to change, let's say in November, December, and people from all over the world come down here to South Florida to enjoy our really fine weather, we are even more at risk. So one of the things, there are two things that I tell people you might want to consider avoiding. And number one, that's sugar. And so sugary treats and sugary drinks are on my list. Be very careful with those. And even if it says 100% fruit juice on it, take a look at the list because it might say grape juice concentrate. And the grape juice concentrate would be a concentrated natural sugar. So yes, indeed, it's 100% fruit juice, 100% natural, but it also is a form of concentrated sugar. So please be careful. If you're offering your kids fruit juices, make sure you dilute them and add some water to them. Orange juice might not necessarily be the health supporting drink first thing in the morning that a lot of parents offer to their kids. Again, very high sugar content. And then if you're packing a lunch for your kids, make sure that you have whole fruit, not necessarily fruit juice, as one of the components. The highest quality food that you can put in that lunch, the more you are supporting your kids' immune system. So minimize the exposure to sugar. Forget those high sugar cereals for breakfast and minimize the exposure to orange juice. Then, if you want to be very attentive, again, get rid of the antibacterial hand cleansers. They very often have some components, triclosan in particular, that are dangerous, negative, and you don't want to expose your child to that chemical on a regular basis. When you are using those antibacterial hand cleansers, what you're doing is altering your body's natural capacity to fight off viruses and bacteria. Better to teach your kids to wash their hands with soap and water rather than be exposed to those chemicals. And then on the positive side, there are different silver products that you can use to Maybe put on your kids' hands if your child is small and going to daycare and likely to be touching all kinds of things and then putting their hands by their nose or mouth. You want to use some silver gel, possibly a silver spray. If your child is kind of vulnerable to sore throats, you might get a spray silver product and spray that in their mouths. Make sure that they're very well supported with vitamin C content. There are fabulous from Rainbow Light vitamin D gummies that come in a variety of different strengths, so appropriate to give from the tiniest toddler to up into high school. So, and no objection with those vitamin D gummies. Absolutely delicious and incredibly supportive of good health.
Well, you mentioned just vitamin D. Are there other specific vitamins that you would recommend that parents think about giving their kids on a regular basis to help prevent them from coming down with some of the airborne illnesses that are they're surrounded by, coming from other kids and possibly even teachers?
You mentioned airborne, and that was one of the products that I kind of reviewed yesterday at the Costco store, and airborne having some chemicals in that product that you don't necessarily want to be exposing yourself to on a regular basis. And if you want that health support that is purportedly given to you with the airborne product, vitamin D, awesome. But of course, vitamin C, again, crucially important. Vitamin A.
Well, let's go back to vitamin C. You're speaking about taking either a capsule, a chewable, or a vitamin C liquid. You're not speaking about drinking more juice.
No, no more juice. No. I'm talking about supplementally, and people say, well, I eat a high quality diet. I don't want to be taking all of those supplements. Even in the highest quality diets, we're not necessarily always able to absorb because of digestive issues, because of other interferences. We might not always absorb everything we need to optimize the content of vitamins in our bodies. So, vitamin C, one of the important components to supporting your immune system, probiotics. And again, there's a wide range of different probiotics that are available specifically for kids. Your immune system is not going to work if your lower digestive tract chemistry is not optimized with beneficial bacteria. So probiotics, critically important for kids going back to school.
What would you say that the multivitamin is still the foundational product for kids?
For sure. That's a relatively easy way to get that foundation support that you need overall. And that's, so you don't necessarily know what you're missing, and that synergistic effect of all of the components in one product. Excellent.
Now, do you remember as a kid, one of the things that, I don't know if you took it without putting your fingers on your nose, but I hear some music, so I will continue my thoughts when we come back from this commercial break.
Okay, sounds like a plan. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with Al Foreman and me, Janet Cimarelli. Stay tuned. You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAVA-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. Al Foreman, you were talking about childhood memories.
For sure, Janet. Again, the most difficult part in my life was every morning before I had to go to school, my mother used to make me take a teaspoon of cod liver oil. And I remember specifically putting my fingers over my nose so I wouldn't smell the cod liver oil because of the horrible odor that came from the cod liver oil. But she always told me, this is very good for you, and you have to take it every day to be strong. So I did it. But I did it reluctantly, and I did it and said to myself, I'll never take it when I get older.
Okay, but what a good mother you had, because in the cod liver oil was the vitamin D that I mentioned and vitamin A, and that combination, fabulous for supporting your immune system, and then the oil to reduce the potential for inflammation so bacteria and viruses couldn't get you.
That's true. And so today, the marketing is so great because you have companies, as you pointed out, like Rainbow Light, like Carlson Laboratories, Nordic Naturals, that specifically make a fish oil for kids. And it could either be in a lemon-flavored item like the one from Carlson, which not only smells good but tastes good. And I think a lot of kids would not object to taking something like that, or even a little gel cap of omega-3s that would be beneficial. But I think fish oils are most important, not only for getting them with good health, but possibly improving their overall attitude and memory focus on what the omega-3s does for the entire body.
So important for kids going to school to have that support to brain chemistry. And one of the things that I pretty much always do is I'll taste something that's meant for kids before I will recommend it. So one of the things, not just to focus on Rainbow Light, but they have for kids that you're struggling to get omega fish oils into the kids, they have something called Omegalicious, and it actually is. And some of the little fishy gummies from some of the other products, I have had a little trouble getting down. So I can't imagine what would happen dealing with trying to get that into your kids before school. But so important. As your mother told you, you might not like this very much, but it's good for you. It will make you strong. And I think that makes an imprint on the kids' brains that sometimes they might have to take something that doesn't taste absolutely perfect to their liking or even close to it, but it's going to make them strong. It's a benefit.
You know, there was one point, I know we're on our last amount of, little bit of time that's left to the show, but we had a discussion with Joe Lott yesterday about the internet and people buying adulterated products on the internet. And I think that this is a good time to listen to some of the things that Janet and I are going to discuss, because I personally love shopping on the internet. I think it's very convenient, and you find a lot of things on the internet, special prices, but you also have to be wary of where they're coming from and who's manufacturing them, because in a lot of instances, you get information on a particular product that may not be manufactured here in the States. They may be using ingredients from countries like China that may have lead in their particular ingredients. And then you may be dealing with other countries that are producing Me Too products, meaning if you took an example of a product Let's take one of the men's formulas, like Viagra or something like that, where they're producing it, calling it Viagra, and they're telling you we can sell it to you so much cheaper, but yet what's inside may not be what the real Viagra has in it. And I think the same thing would apply. You mentioned minerals earlier in the show. Now, minerals are an important source in helping the body stay strong. Everybody, whether they're kids, whether they're adults, whether they're older adults, whether they're big seniors that are in their 90s and 100s, minerals are a very, very important part of what you put into your body. And as you pointed out, some of the minerals are not chelated, or they're not to the point where the body can absorb them. So if you just see the word magnesium on something coming from the internet, you have to question it, because you don't know what kind of magnesium it is, where it's coming from, and what harm it could do to your body. So check the products as carefully as possible before you buy them. And my advice is you go by your gut feeling. If there's something telling you this doesn't look right, or this doesn't sound right, or I can't believe what they're saying, don't buy it. You're better off passing on it and going to something that you can go and speak to a person like Janet Cimarelli at Save-A-Lot and say, what do you think of this product? And you just pull it up on the internet, and she can analyze it for you and help you decide whether or not you want to use it. So it's most important to only choose those products that are completely safe, that are probably made only by U.S. manufacturers, that do not put ingredients in there that could harm your body, that are what they call verified by lab analysis. And again, I use the word verified by lab analysis. There are companies in the retail business today that are selling products that have not been verified by lab analysis. And all you have to do is go to the store manager or the store owner and say to them, would you have verification of a lab analysis of this particular product? And if they say to you, well, we don't have it, but we can get it for you, then chances are it's okay. But if they say to you, well, there's no way I can get you that, it's impossible, don't buy it. And again, stick by your beliefs and stick by your gut feeling. And in most cases, you're going to be 100% right.
Often people will bring supplements that they've been given by a physician or a particular, maybe personal trainer or gym, and they'll bring the product in to me and I'll show them the pros and the cons of the product. And sometimes people come in with a mainstream vitamin or supplement, and I think, oh, it isn't going to be so good. There are going to be some problems with this. And I review it, and it's doing just very well with regard to quality of the individual components, as well as the amount of the dosage that is necessary to achieve a benefit. So there are so many different avenues for people to purchase supplements, and you do have to look at the fine print. You need to look at the other ingredients, the excipients and so on, and then make a decision. So there are some excellent quality products out there, and then there are some products that are absolutely counterfeit. They might possibly have a brand label on it that you recognize, but it isn't really that brand. So that's a little bit more difficult problem to overcome, because they have copied the label, so to speak, and not copied the product. So what's inside the bottle isn't necessarily what you've seen on the label. And you said you enjoy shopping online, Al. Amazon and eBay are both very much at the forefront of establishing different legal precedents so that they are reducing the possibility that you'll be exposed to counterfeit products because safety is an enormous issue with those counterfeits.
There is no question about it, Janet. But again, I think in instances where you're unsure, you're better off just staying away from it and go to something that makes a whole lot more sense. I know there are several topics that we had planned on discussing today, but I know that we'll be doing a lot more shows every day, and we'll get to all the different topics that you and I discuss that we like, as well as looking forward to bringing on substantial innovators in the industry that will give you information that we can't give you because we're not privy to their operation. And I know that we have planned over the next several months to bring in to the listening audience companies, representatives, people who are officers of companies in the natural product industry that will give you information that you can't get anywhere else except by listening to the show. So
and
we look forward to that.
This show, you've been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. And keep in mind, we welcome your calls. We welcome your comments. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.